Hello, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk Diaspora Forum, a platform where we discuss issues affecting Zimbabweans in the diaspora. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. I'm your host, Antungamili Nkomo. Today, we are looking at the U.S. presidential election scheduled for November 5, only 26 days away. Many Zimbabwean immigrants who are now U.S. citizens will cast their ballots alongside millions of registered voters in the high-stakes polls, picking a new president and, in many cases, congressional and local representatives. As campaigning between the two presidential contenders, Donald Trump of the Republican Party and Democrat Kamala Harris continue, former President Trump and many of his supporters claim without evidence the 2020 election was stolen and warn the same could happen in 2024. Democratic and Republican election officials across the country, including in the state of Michigan, dispute those claims and are working to assure Americans that their votes are secure. White House Bureau Chief Percy Widakuswara brings us this story from Michigan.
This was the scene in Detroit, Michigan on Election Day 2020. Supporters of Donald Trump, fueled by his baseless claims of election fraud, pressured officials to stop counting votes. Many Trump supporters in Michigan are worrying about fraud in the upcoming election.
Right now, our government, you got to question everything about it. I mean, I wish I could say differently, but that's not how America feels. We don't. We don't trust nobody.
One case is enough to question the whole system.
Allegations that the 2020 election was rigged have been repeatedly debunked in U.S. courts. But disinformation around election integrity has gained traction among Republicans. Polls show they are more likely to trust Trump over government-certified election results. Officials in battleground states are working to assure voters that the election process is secure. They say disinformation can be dangerous.
They can, in some cases, lead to people making threats to election officials or worse. But even if it doesn't result in any sort of physical violence, it does undermine trust long term in the election system, which is bad for our republic and is bad for our democracy.
In many states, Republicans support efforts to assure voters that elections are secure, including Justin Roebuck, a Republican election official in Ottawa County, Michigan. He says it's an uphill battle.
Our political leaders at every level need to also seek facts and to seek data. And I think until that happens, we will have a problem, you know, in terms of our confidence and trust in the process.
In Michigan, Trump loyalists have already sued Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson, a Democrat, over absentee ballot processing guidelines and the voter registration list.
If Jocelyn Benson is not responding to what is required under the law, we will take her to court to get the courts to compel her to do that.
Benson dismissed it as a Republican campaign strategy.
In general, we see lawsuits masquerading as a legal strategy when they're really a PR strategy to get misinformation or sow seeds of doubt about our elections into the narrative.
Republicans and Democrats have launched election-related lawsuits in various battleground states, which could mean chaos in the November election.
Any kind of legal challenge happening this close to an election typically is lawyers putting a placeholder in case they may not win in a state or may not have an outcome they like, and it gives them the ability to challenge the election after the fact.
There are other potential disruptions, including efforts by county officials who support Trump to delay election certification. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Flint, Michigan.
Elsewhere, millions of people in the southeastern U.S. state of Florida are bracing for the life-threatening Hurricane Milton, which is set to slam the state with strong winds and heavy rains late Wednesday. Officials have warned residents in low-lying regions to evacuate to higher ground. Areas in the path of the hurricane include Tampa Bay, a city of 3.3 million people. Another storm surge, Hurricane Helen, hammered parts of Florida and North Carolina last week, killing more than 230 people. In view of Hurricane Milton, President Joe Biden was forced to postpone his planned trip to Germany and Angola Tuesday to oversee the storm response. Again, White House Bureau Chief Patsy Widakuswara has the story.
Florida residents brace for Hurricane Milton less than 2 weeks after the southeastern U.S. state was hit by Hurricane Helene.
I am scared. Mierda. It's bad. Very scared. We're evacuating. Had to get a hotel very far away.
It's definitely pretty scary. All of my years living there is definitely the scariest, most hyped up hurricane we've ever had.
Downgraded from Category 5 to 4 Tuesday, Milton is projected to make landfall overnight Wednesday with a storm surge much stronger than what some residents experienced during Helene. President Joe Biden postponed his trip to Germany and Angola, scheduled for Thursday, so he can oversee the disaster response.
The governor of Florida has been cooperative. He said he's gotten all that he needs. I talked to him again yesterday, and I said, no, you're doing a great job. It's being all being done well. We thank you for it. And I literally gave my personal phone number.
Less than a month to the election, former President Donald Trump has made false claims that the federal government is doing little to assist hurricane victims. The Republican nominee sought to gain a political edge by tying the claims to his Democratic rival, Vice President Kamala Harris.
He and she, they send hundreds of billions of dollars. They send hundreds of billions of dollars to foreign nations. And you know what they're giving our people? $750.
Harris attacked Trump for, quote, pushing out disinformation.
It's extraordinarily irresponsible. It's about him. It's not about you. And the reality is that FEMA has so many resources that are available to folks who desperately need them.
As the politicians traded barbs, Floridians in beach communities followed evacuation orders issued by their governor, Ron DeSantis, who warned of storm surge and flooding.
We will have, before landfall, 8,000 National Guard for the state of Florida that will be activated. We have already on hand 34 different search and rescue aircraft. We've never had this many resources prior to a storm.
Despite earlier reported tensions, DeSantis, a Republican, said he had received needed support from the Biden administration. Meanwhile, rain and powerful winds battered Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula Tuesday as Milton headed eastwards towards Florida. Patsy Widakuswara, VOA News, Washington.
Litsho nanjani Zimbabwe omuhle kuhlelo Livestock Diaspora Forum namuhla sixoxa ngokhetho lukamongameli weMelika oluzaqhutshwa mhla ka-5 ngolwezi. Lokhu kutsho ukuthi sokusele insuku ezingamachumi amabili lasithupha 26 days kuphela ukuthi lwenziwe. Abancintisayo babalisa owake waba ngumongameli weMelika uMnumzana Donald Trump owebandla lama-Republicans kanye lonkosikazi Kamala Harris owebandla lama-Democrats ongumsekeli kamongameli okwamanje. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezilobuzwe beMelika obugcweleyo esingathi citizenship njalo ezilelungelo lokuvota lazo zizavota kulolu khetho. Kwaziwai vatereri beStudio 7 nasi tiri kutaura nezvesarudzo yekutsvaga mutungamiri weAmerica ichaitwa nemusi wa5 Mbudzi. Zvichireva kuti kwasara mazuva makumi maviri nematanhatu chete 26 days kuti itwe sarudzo iyi. Vari kukwikwidza ndivaDonald Trump veRepublican Party naamai Kamala Harris veDemocratic Party. Zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kugara muAmerica zvine kodzero yekuvhota zvichange zvichivhotawo neruzhinji musarudzo apo pachavhoterwa zvekare nhengo dzedare reparamende kana kuti Congress uye vamiriri venharaunda dzakasiyana siyana. Let's take a short break. We'll be right.
Munguva yekushanduka kwezvinhu apo nyika inenge isingaratidze chiedza zvatinonzwa zvisingaenderane nezvatinoona, tinotsvaga chokwadi. Patinoudzwa chidimbu chete chenyaya, tinoshaya chivimbo. Munguva dzekuoma kwezvinhu, muzviroto zvedu, remangwana ratinoshuwira, zvose zvinoda nepfenyuro yakasununguka. Pano paVoice of America tinokupai chero nhau dzekuti vamwe vanoti hadzifanirwe kubuditswa sezvo dziine njodzi. Tinobatanidza pasi rose nekutaura chokwadi. PaVoice of America tinokupai zvizere pane zvinenge zvichiitika.
For those just joining us, we are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Studio 7. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. We are now joined by our panelists, Mr. Dan Moyo, a supporter of the Democratic Party, and Mr. Innocent Ndenda, a Republican. Welcome to the program, gentlemen. Let me start off with Mr. Moyo. What do you think is the one most important thing, Mr. Moyo, that will determine the outcome of this election? Could it be the economy, immigration, or something else?
It is certainly going to be democracy, whether democracy will survive in this country, which is known as the number one country with democracy, because this vote is about the survival of democracy, as far as I'm concerned.
Mr. Ndenda, coming to you, what's the one most important thing that you think will determine this election?
Thank you very much. What would determine the election? I think my perception, people are looking at conservative values, values through our roots, taking from the forefathers, so that people go back to their roots on their values.
And what are those values, if you may?
Being the right wing, following the rights to humanity, rights to our body, rights to, so there's a lot of changes with the leftist, because they want to change everything to suit them. So people want to go back to the drawing board, going back to the roots where people live by standards, be it religion now, be it cultural value, not changing a lot of things to suit the narrative.
Your candidate, Mr. Donald Trump, continues to, churn out negative sentiments about immigrants. In some cases, insulting them. The other day, you were saying that immigrants who come here to commit crimes naturally have bad genes. He said before that, the blood of Americans is being diluted by immigrants. Do you see that as a plus, making Trump gain traction, gain a lot of support, or that's going to be a problem for him?
Not much of a problem, since he's just trying to correct the narrative, but just go the correct way, the correct channel, where the people need to come in a correct way, where they apply for their papers, be it asylum, be it whatever, through they come. You don't just let people pour anywhere in the world. There is no way even if you look at the laws wherever, be it the European laws, whichever country, even the African laws, you don't just cross borders. That's why there are boundaries. You have to follow boundaries and procedures. So sometimes people change the narrative to suit them, which is a wrong concept. Why? Because if you can't even just walk to Canada. You need to go procedural. So there's nothing wrong about setting precedent on a procedural process.
Uh-huh. Mr. Moyo, coming to you, your candidate Kamala Harris and President Biden are being hammered by Donald Trump on the issue of immigration. They are saying it's bringing in millions of undocumented immigrants who are coming to commit crimes in the United States. How do you see your candidate faring in this election, particularly on this issue of immigration?
Well, basically, the philosophy behind mega politics is, like my dear brother here was saying, is to return to the grassroots, take us back. Mega for them, mega means making America great again, is where the whites remain superior and the other people, especially the black people and immigrants, just become workers and women, and also women, people who do not have a voice. They want to take us back to when even women were not allowed to vote. If you look at Project 25, which is their blueprint on how they want to run this country next year, it will make your blood shiver. Because the things they have there on day one, they are thinking of totally dismantling the Department of Justice, totally dismantling the FBI, totally dismantling the CIA and put their own people there, create a Gestapo government. So they want to change. When they talk of changing the narrative and when they talk of what they want to implement, it's a draconian system where there is no rule of law and they are the law. That's what Trump wants to do. Trump has created a cult. He's created a cult of followers who, even when they are defeated in elections, they refuse to accept. Instead, they choose to go and storm the Capitol because they want to rule by force. They want to rule by guinea. They don't want to accept the votes. They don't want to accept the voices of the people. But we are saying we're not going back. We're not going back there anymore. And there are a lot of Republicans now for Kamala Harris who have realized. Yesterday she was with this lady who's the daughter of Dick Cheney. Yeah, Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney is a renowned Republican who represented the Republicans at Capitol, at Congress. But now she's a Republican for Kamala because she has seen that under Donald Trump, the her own Republican Party has lost morals, has lost credibility, and that she would rather she and a score of other Republicans vote for Kamala so that they can go and restore their Republican Party because it's been totally destroyed by Donald Trump.
Kodwa udaba lwe-immigration, udaba lwabantu bokuza moyo, awubone luliphambanisa yini ngoba phansi kukahulumende okhona manje okababa uBiden lo Kamala Harris oyi-candidate. Kulabantu abaningi izigidi, maybe inkulungwane lenkulungwane, abangene khonapha eMelika befohla emngceleni, bengela maphepha la namhla bakhona elizweni, ludaba oluhluphayo kakhulu lolo.
Asali ukuthi ukungena elizweni illegally ikuphula umthetho. Siyakwamukela lokho. Ngakho saya e-Congress with an immigration bill eyapasayo kulower house yablokwa ngama-Republicans ku-Senate after uDonald Trump ethe bangayipasisi ngoba bangayipasisa izonikeza ama-Democrats umdlalo wokuthi bawine kulolu daba lwe-immigration. Why? Ngoba bona they would rather kube le chaos e-border ukwenzela ukuthi bakhulume ngalo daba lolu rather than ukuthi lulungiswe kupasiswe imithetho ezo-controller i-border.
Ngiyazi bakhona abeZimbabwe asebelobuzwe bakhona apha eMelika esingathi citizenship abazavota mhla ka 5. Ngiyazi la uzavota baba Moyo. Ungathi lubaluleke kanganani lolukhetho ebantwini bokuza khona apha eMelika?
Hey, lolukhetho bafowethu lonke elilungele lokuvota elizweni leli. Ngithi mina asiyeni ngobuningi bethu siyevota ngoba even ukuhlala kwethu la elizweni leli ele-America ku-under threat kungangena umuntu ofana lo-Donald Trump. Ngingalitshela mina ukuthi ngombuso ka-Donald Trump i-4 years esembusweni wonke ama-cases awe-asylum, awe-immigration wawabloka u-Trump. That's why kule backlog khona manje abantu ababuyayo uma befuna uku-applyela i-citizenship la nokuthi bathole ama-green card kule backlog inkalakatha ngoba for 4 years bebengaprocess ama-applications abo. So ma kuyukuthi uyi-immigrant ulelungelo lokuvota ulesihlobo la ofisa ukuthi zibujoyine la mina ngithi asiyeni sonke siyevota sivotele i-democracy sivotele ukuthi lathi sihlale elizweni leli.
Siyabonga Moyo oqhubeka ubambile. Vande ndandi dzoke kwamuri. Isarudzo izi mungati zakakosha sei kuvanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika. Ndinozva kuti vakawanda zvizvara zveZimbabwe zvaane mapepa ekuAmerica zvichange zvichivhotawo nemamiriyoni nemamiriyoni evanhu vemuno muAmerica musiwa 5. Dzakakosha sei sarudzo idzi kuvanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika?
Ndisati ndapindura mbunzo wenyu ndoda kuti ndipindure vamoyo nekupindura zvavaita. Ndiri kuona kuti panapa tokudhira ne too much conspiracy because mbvunzo wamavabvunza weimmigration havana kana policy yavapa. Vapindura vachiblama vaTrump kurakidza kuti havana policy and havana chavari kuziva chavari kugadzira. Ndosaka makore mana pakapfuura pasina kana chakagadzira. Vari kutobvuma kuti vaTrump ndo vakamisa zvinhu. Zvinove zvekunyeba hazvo. Kureva kuti ivo havana policy nekuti vari kutamba blame game. Because dai vanga vane game plan. They could have done the game plan for 4 years dzavanga vachitonga. Dai nyaya yeimmigration yakagadziriswa. Saka ayo manyepo. Then we move on forward. Mubvunzo wamabvunza kuti zvakanakirei pasi rose. Kutonga kwavaTrump kupinda vachinge vachinopinda makore mana kwakanakira pasi rose nekuti tinoziva kuti vaTrump vakambotonga makore mana. Hakuna kana hondo yakarwiwa pasi rose. Nyika dzese dziri 200 and something in the world. Hakuna kana pakaurayiwa vanhu, hakuna kudeuka ropa. Saka zvinoreva kuti utongi hwavaTrump hunorakidza kuve utongi hwakanaka huri peaceful, hunoita kuti vanhu vasafe. Ezvino yangobata wabata ukatavhura news pese pawavhura vanhu vari kuurayana. Saka tiri kuona kuti utongi hwavaTrump utongi hwakanakira pasi rose, hwakanakira munhu wese ari pano pasi. Nekuti utongi hunoita kuti munhu wese ararame, hausi utongi hwekuti uuraye.
Mhm. Ko pa nyaya ye ningi yemanyepo vandenda tukona kuti there has been a lot of disinformation, misinformation, which is a euphemism for lies really. Coming from your candidate on several issues along this campaign. And an hour ago, President Joe Biden appeared on national television together with his deputy Kamala Harris and the guys from the federal emergency agency, FEMA. And we saw them calling out Donald Trump for conspiracies and lies about the FEMA response to the hurricane last week in North Carolina. Mr. Trump said FEMA funds are being stolen to host illegal immigrants, which the Biden administration says is false. FEMA says is false as well. Would you say your candidate has been very honest on many issues or on all issues in this campaign, or is using lies to try to garner votes?
One thing I would answer is let's not deal with matters which are subjugated because there's too much conspiracy. So when we don't have any proof or anything, let's not say it, call it a lie. Let's call a spade when you see if it's a spade. You never know what's happening. Why is he saying so? Maybe he got a head up from someone. So let it be investigated what's happening. Because there's a lot of misfunctions which is happening. So we can't just say it's a lie. How do we determine a lie and the truth?
But manyapo, because wakambonyapa futhi wakati ma immigrants ku Ohio ku anova ku Haiti. Are kuchikaimbwane nanakiti ve dogs and cats of citizens, which turned out to be a lie.
No, it's when people are talking, it doesn't appear kuti zvakamfana kuti muchishona tikati chembere yakabika mabwe kwachivi vanhu vakaguta. You have to understand the language. It doesn't mean they were eating cats or anything, but it's a narrative which was being said. Iri kutaurwa mairirano nesituation inenge ichiitika around the area. Vanhu vacho, there is a clip iri kubuda yevanhu vacho vachitaura vachikomplaina vari mumahozo nezvavaikomplainawo nazvo. Nekuti but I'm not saying it's a good thing, but inyaya yekuti isusu we take direct translation, zvangofanira kuti chembere kwachivi yakabika mabwe. It doesn't literally mean kuti chembere yakabika mabwe vanhu vakadyo.
Iyo haizitsumo here iyo vandenda zva Trump ikunyepa munhu achitsvaga mavotes chete?
We can say itsumo yezvaitaurwa. Makazonzwa zvakataurwa naVance achitry kupa presidential debate when he explained it in details.
Ndakanzwa, but bottom line hazi hapana zvakadaro zviri kuitika.
Okay. It's hard to clear on that.
Okay, thank you there, Vandenda. Ndidzokere kuna ava moyo. Mnumzana moyo, ungatini ngodaba lwefima lolu. UTrump uti imali iyebiwa, imali emele ukuthi iphathise abantu abathinteka kuzulu lesiphepho last week. Siyazi ukuthi sikhuluma manje eNorth Carolina, eFlorida futhi namhla. Sizachaya isiphepho kuza kuba lo monakalo omningi kakhulu. Njalo uTrump siyamuzwa futhi ukuthi khonale uhulumende kathumelanga abantu akula bantu bokuvikela abantu abahlala kulezo ndawo.
Yeah, regarding bophindula Mr. Ndenda, Trump anozikanwa ne nyika yese jikelele kuti anonyepa. Zvinhu zvese zvaanotaura, even kudinaya kuti akadyiwa election ya 2020, even kunyepa kuti vanhu vakastoma Capitol Hill they were just tourists taking pictures. Munhu anonyepa zviya zvino zvatinoti igaslighting nechirungu. Mumuti lwana otanda kuti akutende ukuti ungabhelivhi into oibonayo. Hii survival kaTrump uphila ngamanga. And then ngumuntu ole cult of followers abamlandelayo besupportana lamanga akawakhulumayo. Na uNdenda even owakithi ubhizi usupportana lamanga kaTrump esithi abantu kumele bakuthathe ngenye indlela. Bese khulume ngodaba lwefima.
Ngamafitshane moyo sigqiba uhlelo ngamafitshane 20 seconds.
Yeah, ifima ngokwayo ifima ithi uhulumende kaBiden usinikeze konke sikunidayo, kodwa uTrump eceleni uyamemeza uthi hayi ifima izanginikezwe lutho because imali yonke ithathe yanikezwa abantu abavela ngaphansi.
Thank you moyo, sigqibe khonapho. Vandenda, 10 seconds, your last word. Mr. Ndenda?
Let's wait for 5th of November. I think the Republican will be getting off it.
Thank you very much. And that brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank our guests, Dan Moyo, a supporter of the Democratic Party, and Innocent Ndenda, a Republican. And of course, a big thanks to you, our valued listener, at home. Let's make another date tomorrow. Signing off, I'm Tungamili Nkomo. Good night, Zimbabwe.